Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues discussing trying to combine two does that individually don't have the proper shear for the obligation of Challah, and they want to be combined. Shnei Kavim, if someone has two separate does, each one that's a Kav, and each one individually is not large enough to be obligated in Challah, and he wants to combine them with a bridge of more dough in between them to connect them, but that dough in the middle is a different type of dough. The kav oiriz, a kav truma b'emtza. There's another kav of oiriz, rice, a rice dough, or a kav of truma. It may be wheat dough, but it's from truma that's exempt from challah. So both oiriz, which is not one of the five grains, rice, and truma, which is exempt from challah, if these things are placed in the middle and firmly attached to either side of the two piles of dough that need to connect in order to meet the shear to be obligated in challah. So in this case, enam mitzarfim, they do not combine. Since the middle dough is made from dough that never was obligated in challah, it can't be used to combine the two obligated doughs, and they will not combine, and there won't be the proper shear to be obligated in challah. However, davar shenitzel chalasei be'emtza, if what's in the middle is dough that challah was already taken off of it, meaning that it was from the five grains and it was obligated in challah, and he just took already the challah off of that portion, and that dough is put in middle as a bridge between the two obligated piles of dough, then mitzarfin, it does combine, even though right now the middle dough is not obligated in challah because challah was already separated. Shekvar nischayv b'challah, because it already in the past had become chayv in challah, as opposed to the rice and the truma, which never were obligated in challah, and therefore it's within the parsha of obligation of challah. That's enough to combine the two obligated piles of dough, and will then make the required shear to be able to separate challah. Mishnah Dalet discusses again combining two doughs. Here it's talking about combining chadash and yashan from the new crop and from the old crop. One is not supposed to separate challah from the new on behalf of the old, or vice versa. It has to be from that year's grain to separate challah. So the Mishnah we discuss is kav chadash v'kav yashan. If a person has one kav of new dough from the new crop of grain, v'kav yashan, and dough from the old crop of grain, each one individually doesn't have the shear to be obligated in challah. That they're biting into each other. They're attached so firmly that if you'd pull them apart, they would rip out pieces of dough from one from another. So they're properly attached. But the problem is, one's from Chodesh, one's from Yashan. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yitol min emtza, he should separate the challah from the middle point. So when he takes the challah portion, he'll be getting both from the Chodesh and from the Yashan. And that way, he'll be separating from the Yashan on the Yashan, the Chodesh on the Chodesh. And we will allow the two to combine to make the shear. The Chachamim disagree. They aser, they forbid doing this, even though they hold that it would work. However, Chazal were concerned that if a person would do this, he may come in the future to separate Trumas and Maisras from Chadash on Yashan, or vice versa. And he may not realize that this method that Rabbi Shmuel is giving from taking Chal in the middle accomplishes that it's taking chadash on chadash and yashan on yashan, and someone may not realize and think that you can take on chadash for yashan or vice versa. Therefore, Chazal did not allow challah to be separated in this fashion. The Mishnah continues: Hanoitel challah min akav. Someone who takes challah off of dough that's only one kav, which is less than the shear for the obligation of challah. So at the time that he separated challah, there was no chiv. There was no obligation whatsoever to take off challah. But then afterwards, he added more flour to the dough, and he made the dough larger, and he made it then have the proper shear to be chayv in challah. Rabbi Kiva says challah. The portion that he separated originally will be challah. Retroactively, lamafreya, it's considered the challah on behalf of the full shear that later is increased to reach the full shear. Rabbi Kiva holds that works. The Chachamim disagree, and they say, ain't a challah, it's not challah. Since at the time he separated the dough, the challah from the dough, there was not enough to be obligated in challah, so that separation was not valid, it was not binding, it did not become challah, and later when he adds flour to the dough and he makes a shear, he doesn't have challah yet separated, he needs to separate a new portion of challah.